the coming heat wave. There's another benefit to composting right there. Battle that heat.
Sure will. Keep the roots of your plants cooler. Cut down on moisture loss out of the soil so you water less. You bet.
It's amazing when you start digging below that because it can look so dry on top. Mm-hmm. And with all the trees we've planted and continue to add on, you know, I'll have to go back and I'll have to dig up the drip line and extend it. And you get down a couple inches, it's how moist it is a couple inches underneath a bayer of compost. And then we've got some tree trimmings, just play mulch.
Shredded bark mulch kind of stuff. Yeah, good idea.
I think Growell calls it play safe is what I picked up.
Their playground type mix. Yeah, it's just big, long, strippy stuff. Yeah.
It's the only thing. At first, it was more of a dirt product that we were using, kind of like that Black Forest mulch that comes in the bag.
Right.
Well, when the chickens love to get in there and scratch that.
Sure.
So I can't put fertilizer down and then that on top because they'll go scratch it. So that play safe keeps the chickens from going and scratching the fertilizer.
Oh, good idea.
So that's what we found to combat that. But, I mean, you dig down a couple inches underneath that material. It keeps that ground a lot wetter than anything else. So there's another benefit to our weekly tip on composting. Take a quick minute. I know it's been all over the news. They've covered it on a lot of different talk shows. But we just would like to take a moment and recognize the passing of Eddie Basha for Arizona. If you're new to Arizona or not familiar, he was the grandson of the founder Bashes that was the only local grocery store covering the state that started as a food supply to the miners out of Safford area, Safford Morenci, and grew to 1.39 locations throughout Arizona. I think they're around 22 right now, if I remember reading that correctly. But at 75, he it was his time.
Amazing what that family has done for the community. And he's just a bastion of education. Of course, there's a high school in Chandler named after him.
I didn't know that. Yep. Basha High School or Eddie High School?
Yeah.
Eddie Basha. Basha. There's a Basha High School in Chandler?
There is.
I didn't know that.
Great loss for the community.
But Basha's food stores are still around, still local, and still promote very much the local agriculture. Arizona Farm Bureau published something talking about farmers markets and how from 2008 nationwide, they went from about 4,500 farmers markets to almost 8,000 by the end of 2012.
Wow.
So that's almost 80% growth in farmers markets. You can go to fillyourplate.org and find a listing of farmers markets. And I know I get Bash's press releases, and they have a farmers market every weekend at a different Basha location somewhere in Arizona. So obviously as it gets hotter, they're up in the Sholo or Kingman or one of their higher regions doing their farmers markets. And then in the winter times, they're at I've been to the one that was over at the Scottsdale and – what's that one?
Indian School in Hayden.
Okay. Is that where it is?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
The one by Saguaro High School? Is that McDonald?
Oh, McDonald and Granite Reef.
That was a really good farmer's market that they had there as well. So you can find farmer's markets through Bash's website. And another interesting one, in 2011, I don't think we have 12 yet, but they've got the stats on the Arizona's 16 top agricultural commodities.
Hmm.
We will cover this a little bit, but you know what's not on there? AFCs is missing from this list. So I don't know if that's just a sign of how much it's changed over the years in Arizona agriculture.
Which one?
Citrus is not even in the top 16.
Really?
Number one is dairy. Okay. Number 16 is cauliflower. And in between there are three different types of lettuce. There's beef. There's spinach. There's grains. There's pork. No citrus.
Of any kind. Wow.
Now, if they combined all the citrus, I'm sure it would be up there.
Okay, so they break out varieties.
From lemon to orange to grapefruit to...
Are they in there?
What's that?
Lemons,
They don't show up till after 20.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you to combine them, they'd be somewhere in there. But yeah, pretty amazing.
The only tree produce that was on there was pecan at 15.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
Well, I have a rosemary bush, and I noticed the other day that I've got these little milk balls about the size of pearls all over the stems.
Uh-huh.
and you touch them, and they just are like milk. And I was wondering what they were.
Well, it was a little insect that gets in there and sucks on the rosemary and kind of excretes a white foamy substance, and they're real common on rosemary. You don't see them on hardly anything else. You can control those with a little neem oil, a little horticultural oil. Should do a good job. It's very safe, and that'll take care of them.
Like sticker spreader, would that do it?
Just by itself, spreader sticker might. Yeah, it might. You might give that a try. Hose them off with a real hard stream of water, then spray some spreader sticker on there. That might take care of them.
Yeah,
you just kind of encapsulates them and kills them, sure.
So it is a little bug that's in there.
Uh-huh, inside that foam, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ken, we appreciate the call. Kitty in Glendale, you're next on Rosie on the House. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. We live in Glendale. We're on horse property. We have a septic system. And I was wondering if there's any kind of a tree that we could put in that wouldn't interfere with the leach field. How far away would we need to be from the leach field?
Well, it would depend on the size of the tree and as to how far away you need to be. What you need to remember is the roots of a tree, if it's a healthy tree and it's growing properly, you know, will spread out, you know, about 1.5 times the height of the tree, sometimes even a little more than that. So
Especially if it gets in a leach line.
Well, but it doesn't know the leach line's there, okay? It has no way of knowing that. But if in its normal growth and pattern, and if the roots would reach that leach line, if it was growing normally, then it will get in that leach line and proliferate, certainly, and then really go to town. So if you had a tree that was 30 feet tall, you need to be at least 45 feet away from your leach field with that tree. So does that make sense?
What kind of tree would be that? Texas ebony comes to mind.
Well, it's a small tree, you know, 15 or 20 foot tree. You only need to be 30 feet away. So, you know, it depends on how much room you have and what kind of tree you want to plant. But any tree, if its normal rooting pattern would take it to the leach field where it would get in the leach field, then it's going to go nuts.
Did you have a tree already in mind, Miss Kitty?
Well, what I wanted to was to get a tree that's going to shade the house. We have a palm in there that isn't going to make it from the winter. And I thought, boy, a nice shade tree would be great there. But it's not far away from the leach field, maybe 20 feet.
Well, it's going to be hard to find. You know, if you're only 20 feet from a leach field, then you need to find a tree that's only going to get maybe 10 or 12 feet tall.
And you know what I really like are the trellises. You may be more of a candidate for a vine.
Vine
put
or large
a trellis mm-hmm. off the back and, you know, put a couple cat's claw or, I mean, that's a very aggressive, fast growing, and that's the only reason I mentioned it.
That would work good. A large shrub, like a fast growing shrub, like yellow bells or orange bells or tevesia or something that gets, you know, 8 or 10 feet tall but is a shrub and you could plant it closer to the house. Perhaps and shade the house that way. Vines on the wall or vines on a trellis up against the house would also work fine for you. But I don't have a great recommendation for a tree that's going to get big enough to give you shade that is not going to be a problem with your leach field.
And that is the one thing about septics that you really can be limiting for a backyard. If it's, I think an acre and a quarter right now is the size that you have to have for new septic tanks, I believe, in Maricopa. It's been a couple years since I've done a permit polling, but that's a good size lot to work with. But if you want something close to the house, it can be extremely limiting. And especially if you have to do the lines instead of pits. I mean, from our backyard to the end of our leach line in my old house, built in 05 in Whitman, it was 150 feet. So that whole stretch from by the time you come out and you had the tank put in and then you got and had your two lines and the pits. I mean, it was 150. That was a long stretch.
Yeah. So which takes a large area out of play.
I put mesquites back there anyway, but.
Yeah. I bet they're liking it.
They grow. They don't need a lot of water, but at some point they'll have to be, you know, get in there with an auger and rip them out. So it's you know, just one of those things you kind of have to either decide you're going to deal with it,
right,
or deal with the...
How bad do you need the shade?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
So, definitely a trellis candidate, I think, for your back porch if that's what y'all are trying to get shaded. If it's the house itself and you have some windows, obviously sunscreens are probably the most cost-effective thing you can do for windows. It won't be nearly as good as a shade tree because it blocks it before it even gets to the window. But
right
there on your window, shades... sunscreens are the most cost effective for that shade.
There you go.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're going to come back with our final break in the Landscape and Garden Hour. And we'll also actually have a guest. It is the last weekend to enter for a Man Cave giveaway that DuraZone's doing. It's a $5,000 value, and we'll hear the details of it. I mean, this isn't no joke that they're doing with this man cave. It is a true backyard paradise. So we'll come back with the details on that and your calls right here at Rosie on the House.